Afternoon. Today is October 31st, 2022. We will hold a lecture on leguminous crops for students of the 32nd group of the Faculty of Agronomy of the UMass National University of Horticulture Legumes Lab. Fabaceae are a family of dicotyl Danus plants, many of which have high nutritional value, and some are grown as ornamental plants. Herbaceous representatives of this family are able to bind and retain atmospheric nitrogen in the soil. The family includes about 24,500 species of annual and perennial plants united in more than 900 genera. The family is represented by three subfamilies, Caesalpinia, Mimosa and actually beans. Representatives of subfamilies differ primarily in the structure of the flower. Some leguminous plants have been eaten by making since the Stone Age, and the same leguminous product was treated differently in different countries. For example, in Greece, peas were the food of the poor, and in France, they were included in the exquisite menu of the king. In ancient Egypt, lentil bread was an everyday dish, and in ancient Rome, this plant was considered medicinal. Leguminous crops are inferior only to cereal plants in terms of their distribution area. In countries with temperate, boreal, subtropical and tropical climates, leguminous plants make up a significant part of the flora. One of the indisputable advantages of legumes is the ability to adapt to a wide variety of natural conditions. The leaves of legumes are alternate, usually complex, trifoliate, pinnate or pinnate, with stipules, but there are also plants with simple leaves. Bisexual flowers are collecting in axillary or terminal capitate, racemose, semi-umbrella or paniculate inflorescences. The upper large petal of leguminous plants is calling a sail. The side petals are oars and the fused or glued to lower petals are calling a shuttle. The legume fruit is usually a dry, often multi-seeded pod or bean with two flaps that open when ripe. Sometimes a ripe bean splits into single-seeded parts, but there are plants with a single-seeded bean that does not open on its own even when ripe. Legume seeds usually have large cotyledons without endosperm. Fruit leguminous plants P. Lat. Pisum is a genus of herbaceous plants of the legume family. The pea is one of the oldest representatives of the family, introduced into culture about 8,000 years ago in the Fertile Crescent region, which included Mesopotamia, the Levant, prehistoric Syria and Palestine. From there, peas spread west to Europe and east to India. Peas were cultivated both in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome. Mentions of them were found in the writings of Theophrastus, Columella, and Pliny. During the Middle Ages in Europe, peas became one of the main food resources of the poor, as they could be stored dry for a long time. They cooked peas with lard. Moreover, the first recipe for a green pea dish appeared in Guillaume Tyrrell's book, written in the 13th century. It became fashionable to eat green peas in the time of Louis XIV, and the peak of popularity of this culture fell in France in the 19th century. In 1906, a work was published which described more than 200 varieties of peas, and in 1926, the Bondule Company was created, which organized the production of frozen green peas, which still holds the lead in the production of canned and frozen vegetables. Peas appeared in America thanks to H. Columbus, who brought its seeds to Santo Domingo. It knows that American President Jefferson, who became famous for his love of agronomy, collected a collection of culture samples which served as the basis for the development of precocious pea varieties. In 1920, the American inventor Clarence Birds Eye proposed a method of freezing green peas which was quickly mastering by Europeans. And in the state of Minnesota, a pea monument was erecting a giant green statue. Field pea, Latin Pisum sativum, is a typical type of pea, a creeping annual. Widely cultivated as a fodder and food plant, the pinnate leaves of the